Listen up, Slappies. That's right. The Last Outlaw. Double J, Jeff Jarrett here. That's right. That's J-E-double-F. J-A-double-R-E-double-T. That's Double J, Jeff Jarrett. The world's greatest singer. The world's greatest entertainer. And you absolutely know the world's greatest wrestler. And at this time, I'd like to welcome you, that's right, to the Kickin' Out Podcast. And it's hosted by none other than three absolutely diehard AEW fans. That's right. It's Tanner Lee. It's Austin Shepherd, and it's Paul Zartman. Folks, buckle up. It's going to be a hell of an episode. And oh, I've got one last thing to say. One on all you folks. Choke on that, you bunch of slap nuts.
That's right. One, two, kicking out yet another brand new episode of the Kicking Out Podcast. It's me. It's T-A-N-N-E-R-L-E-E. Tanner Lee, still your reigning, defending KOP Predictions champion after the workhorse Paul Zartman and main event ship Austin Shepherd failed to take the title away from me at Redemption. So the summer of Tanner continues.
Yeah, but if you recall, I did kind of mention that I might just blow my chance at winning this to participate in something.
The Ice Bucket Challenge. Yes, you did. But you know what they say, Paul? That sounds like an excuse. You know what they say about excuses?
Everybody's got one and they all stink?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. But I said it before we ever made our predictions, because if you remember, my predictions were sent via video ahead of time.
Sure.
So you could have been cheating the whole time and, you know, watched all my videos ahead of time and gone, oh, okay, he's doing that. We're going to go this way. You know, we don't know what you did.
I could have, but given my track record, why would I do that?
Hey, I don't know what you do in your free time.
I mean, I am the longest reigning KOP champion. I think actually now I have the two longest reigns in KOP history.
Just saying. Yeah.
I'm just saying. But as of right now, it's only going to be a two-man crew tonight. Myself and my co-host right here. How you know the workhorse, Paul Zartman, because it looks like main event ship had a little vacation week and is probably not joining us tonight. But he does have the link to the pod email to him. So you never know. We might get a ship running at some point.
I was on vacation this week. I'm still here. That sounds like an excuse because he lost.
Yep. And you know, I can hear it now. He's going to say something about how we both, him and I, got 7 out of the 10 matches correct. He can say all he wants. Points wise, though, I beat him. So he can't.
Yes.
He can't say tiebreaker, you know, champion's advantage, yada, yada.
Hey, I got more than 3 matches right, and I was only aiming for 3 matches, so.
You got 5.
See?
You got 5. I was a little disappointed in 7, to be honest, but is what it is.
Yep, no more Mr. Perfect card.
No, couldn't go 3 in a row. Yeah, double or nothing at Forbidden Door, but couldn't follow it up in Redemption. But speaking of Redemption, this is the first podcast we've done since Redemption. What were your overall thoughts on the show? Because a lot of people are saying it was the worst AEW pay-per-view of all time. While, in my opinion, it definitely wasn't the best, it was far from the worst. People forget about All Out 2020 during the pandemic.
Was that Sparklers?
No, that was Revolution 21. That was bad because of that. All Out 2020 was Matt Hardy, Sammy Guevara.
That's right.
Got knocked out. I just remember that match took the wind out of my sails for the rest of the night.
So my thoughts, not terrible.
Yeah.
Not the best pay-per-view they've put on in a while. Right. But you can't have 12 good pay-per-views every single time. You gotta have one stinker somewhere. for redemption. This was announced, and then a lot of things were changed around it because we were supposed to see Kenny MJF with Kenny picking up the victory for the title here.
Yep.
So given the, in a sense, mad scramble, it wasn't a mad scramble because, you know, I think a lot of the other stuff was already kind of preset that they were going that way. But the whole pay-per-view was centered around Kenny MJF and Kenny getting his shot at redemption for the title. Yeah. It's not going to get a very high rating from me. I'm in no way, shape, or form anything like Uncle Dave and going to be like, this got a 17 out of 10 star match, you know, or out of 5, whatever. This is a 972 million star pay-per-view. I'll give it a B minus.
Yeah, I think that's about where I am. B minus. So some title changes. Andrade, the new national champ. Willow, the new world champion from the women's division. Maya World, the new TBS champ. So there were some good moments. I mean, match-wise, there were some good matches. It's not a pay-per-view I necessarily need to go back a year from now and watch again, or one I'm going to give a lot of thought to. But there's some stories coming out of it that are leading into All In. We got some good kind of hints of what might be on the horizon on Dynamite and Collision this week, which are both live in Detroit, including a brand new tag team in the world of All Elite Wrestling. Chris Sabin, yeah. Alex Shelley, Motor City Machine Guns.
Never heard of these guys. Who are they?
Finally All Elite.
Oh, did those you are like those how guys they did from it? Smosh, right?
Close enough.
Yeah. If you've seen the meme circulating, it's got two guys from this channel called Smosh on YouTube that I've watched for years. And I don't know why it's got them, but their names are Anthony and Ian. And I have no clue why, because they don't look anything like them. I don't know if it's supposed to be a stab at these two or what. But it's just weird. But anyway, yeah, I like the way they did this. You know, everybody expected it was going to be Dynamite. So everybody tuned in for Dynamite. Didn't happen. I tuned in to Collision just because it didn't happen on Dynamite. I figured it would happen on Collision then.
What do you know? Shep? Main event Shep in the house.
I told you guys I would make it.
No, you said game time decision.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But more times than not, his game time decisions mean he's in. So.
Tanner, you get a new mic tonight?
No.
You sound echoey.
Right.
Look, I thought it was me because I changed internet providers this week, so I just thought it was me, so I didn't say anything. Great. I'm glad it's not just me.
Well, let me check some stuff on my end.
Everybody's got to have them interweb providers, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah. Shep, while he does that, I'll ask you the question he just asked me. This is our first podcast since Redemption. What are your thoughts on Redemption? I know Tanner said it, and I agree. A lot of people on the internet are saying worst of all time.
I felt like it was a great Dynamite.
Okay.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I thought some of the matches were great. The guys performed well. But I thought this card stacked up once it was all said and done. This was a great Dynamite. And you're going to laugh when I say this, but that's a compliment. And when I say it's a compliment, wow. That's because that's because we get spoiled every Wednesday. Like, I feel like this coming Wednesday, have you seen that freaking card? Oh. I feel like we're used to this stuff. And not that Redemption was bad. Not the performers didn't go to their level. But we get that every Wednesday, man. So and then coming to this Wednesday, I mean, that card's a banger, no pun intended, and it might blow Redemption out of the water.
Yeah, I mean, looking at this card, right now we have 8 matches announced.
Yeah.
Kyle Fletcher versus Speedball Mike Bailey for the International Championship. Will Ospreay versus Mark Davis in the Mexico City Street Fight, Paul's favorite. Willow Nightingale and the Brawling Birds, Alex Winza and Jamie Hayter versus Mercedes Moné and Divine Dominion, Megan Bang and Lana Cross, 6-woman tag match. Chris Statlander versus Persephone in a singles match, which will be good. The Demand, the new Trios champs, versus Hangman Page and Brodito for the Trios championships. Not a fan of that. I'll get to that in a second as to why. Trios match between the Don Callis family, Okada, yeah, Kevin Knight, and Hechicero versus Mystico, Jericho, and Darby Allin. We have an 8-man tag match, Copen Cage and the Young Bucks versus the Death Riders, Moxley, Wheeler Yuta, Pac, and Daniel Garcia. And we have Andrade El Idolo, How Do You Know, versus Tommaso Ciampa and Commander in a 3-way match to determine the number one spot in the Casino Gauntlet match at All In. That is a fire card.
And you're in Arena Mexico, right?
Yep.
I mean, you know the crowd's going to be just insane.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
But before I give my thoughts on why I don't like Hangman competing for the Trios Championships, Shep, just as you were joining, Paul and I were talking about how there's a new tag team in AEW, and Chris Sabin, Alex Shelley, the Motor City Machine Guns, show up and kick off Collision, and they're officially All Elite. Thoughts on them joining and thoughts on how everything was done?
I love that they're there, right? We can all agree they're a great addition to the tag team.
Should have been there 2 years ago, but
why the fuck did they show up on Collision?
To throw people off.
Well, are they trying to replace FTR?
I think that's the match you get it all in. FTR and the Motor City Machine Guns.
But we don't have them yet. So when FTR comes back, you're going to say, hey, Collision's our show, boys.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing? You know? That's the only way it makes sense, because we talked about it for 3 weeks, Tanner. They're showing up in Detroit on Dynamite. It's live. We're doing it.
Well, Shep, we did say Detroit. We never specified Dynamite or Collision, but we thought, I mean, if we would have picked, we would have picked Dynamite.
We always assumed live. Right. We always assumed live.
Collision was live on Thursday. So
it wasn't live for me.
That's fair. Even me.
Dynamite's not even live for you.
Oh, it was this, you know, last couple. God damn, I keep spilling my drink. It was the last couple weeks, but it's just like, I mean, come on, let's be honest. It's our flagship show.
Yeah.
You know, right. If you're going to make this debut, like, it's got to be a big deal, guys.
Oh, I think it was a big deal. I mean, out of everything that happened this week, that's our headliner of our episode. And I do think, though, Shep and Paul, you can chime in here if you agree or disagree. You have to have moments like this on Collision once in a while to get people to tune into Collision.
And, you know, Shep, like I was telling Tanner right before you got on here, having them come out on Collision was really, in my opinion, a smart move, because everybody tuned into Dynamite to see it happen. Oh, they're not there. All right, look, we're in Detroit. We know they're coming, so we're going to tune into Collision, where a lot of people don't watch, especially on a different night, especially when it's actually live. And you get eyes on the product that you don't normally get, because people are looking to see the Motor City Machine Guns.
No. You have to debut those guys coming off of a subpar pay-per-view. This was your pop to get everybody back in line on a Wednesday night.
But the live crowd got 2 pops ahead of Dynamite, because you had Rhino wrestle a dark match, and everybody in Detroit is a fans of a couple clowns that were there as well. Very WCW. Yes, I know. Oh, look, here we are. 15 minutes in and he's already thrown the headphones. But the live crowd popped for those two segments.
I'm so watching the main event right now of SummerSlam. That's how bad this shit is. That's how bad I'm listening to Paul right now talking about icy fucking pee.
And we're gonna talk about the good wrestling promotion and not that other company tonight.
So. We're here to talk good wrestling, not never mind.
Yeah. But
all right, go ahead. Sorry, Paul. I should not have interrupted you. I'm giving you grace tonight. I'm a nice human being tonight. Go ahead, talk about your Fago Pop face painting weirdos.
Well, look, we saw them on Collision too, and the crowd pops for them. That's why only I in that don't. Yes, only in that market. Only in that market do you still pop for Rhino goring somebody.
Rhino, I could give a little grace to because he's a legend, ECW legend. Like, I could give a little grace to Rhino. Sorry, guys. You called me a prude or whatever, but I can't get behind those guys. I can't. I like alternative music too, and I can't get behind those guys.
You don't have to get behind their music. You can get behind their wrestling promotion.
No thanks. Not as long as Vince Russo was a part of that. I'm never getting behind it.
Bro, well, I know Vince Russo might not be, but I know a guy on that roster, so. I support it.
No, I'm saying Russo's rights for them, so I'm not supporting it.
Russo's the booker, right?
Yeah. He's head of creative over there.
I only like one guy on the roster. Okay, two guys. One guy I know personally.
Your friends and not the promotion.
Anyways.
Yes.
This went downhill quick.
It's a rabbit hole.
It's because you're a naysayer. I know Shep's going to be tuned in tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on Netflix to watch his favorite wrestler return. But enough about that company. Let's talk AEW.
That came out of nowhere.
I'm very confused.
I am too.
Shep, we know you're going to be watching the other promotion tomorrow night on Netflix to watch your favorite guy debut.
Who?
Who?
Big Cass.
Oh fuck.
See, God. I forgot about that guy.
Oh my God.
That is
you're gonna get that. You some Enzo and Big Cass tomorrow night, and you're gonna be like, oh yeah.
Well, first of all, his name's gonna be Big Cass. Bill. It's gonna be Cass and Enzo. But no, Jesus Paul.
We know how much you love Big Bill.
I'm to the point where I do like certain, this is the only thing I'm saying about the WWE tonight. I like certain talent over there. I watch certain talent's matches. Besides that, I'm out.
Anymore, I just watch clips on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok.
Like last night, I tuned in for the last two matches. I didn't even watch a second tonight, even though I saw stuff on my phone.
Hey, I'll give you my really 30-second two-bit. I thought the Punk Cena match.
Cena.
I said Cena.
Punk and Cena, wow.
Sorry. The Punk Cody match. I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was underwhelming.
I thought it was pretty good. I thought the main event, Obafemi and Brock, if that's his retirement match, I thought it was the shits.
Doesn't sound like it's his retirement match. So.
I heard that's what Punk had last night.
Yes.
If you're going to have a Hell in a Cell match and you only go 15 minutes-ish and you don't use Hell in a Cell and you don't...
Yeah, it didn't need it. Didn't need it.
Yeah, you didn't need Hell in a Cell. So
for me, Shep, and I told myself I wasn't going to talk about WWE, but here I am. He missed the spot at the end. You're supposed to slam him on the boards and he missed it.
What?
That just...
Brock even looked over to the side of his shoulder. He looked. He's like, where am I at?
I know. It just took it out for me.
And just excuse me, a basic powerbomb finished that match. After Obafemi ate 3 F5s and the tombstone and this and that, a basic powerbomb finished that match.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. Yep.
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
No, lucky you. All right, anyway, back to AEW.
Back to AEW. Fuck WWE and fuck Busted Open. There we go.
Yeah, amen. Amen, brother. Amen, brother. Everything's going to stay the same, though, Shep, with their channel.
Yeah, fuck them. You know what? They proved it 1 week into it that they are a bunch of sellout pussies. Excuse my French.
You sold up.
And you know what? I am pretty close. I already did on my one login. I have a couple logins, but
of course
I got rid of one SiriusXM because the one SiriusXM that I listened to was solely on Busted Open on my phone, and it's done. It's gone.
Yep.
Why do I need it now?
Yep. I'm almost there with you too.
Congratulations. You guys saved me $15 a month.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll take that $15 a month, and I'll turn it around and buy AEW merch in September when they come to Indianapolis, the Fisher Event Center, and I'm going to say, I don't need any merch, but I'm going to buy it out of spite because you guys are a bunch of fucking jackasses.
Yep, right. And Shep, they might have got their money, but I think a lot of people have the mentality you and I have right there. I think this is going to backfire on them in the long run in a big, big way.
There was so much wrestling they covered besides Connecticut.
Yep.
And I get it. Connecticut's, you know, the temple.
Sure, sure.
You know, TNA is their baby, their sister. Yeah, kind of redheaded stepsister.
That's fair.
Sorry if anybody had a redheaded stepsister. Redheads are kind of crazy, though, by the way. Like, that's another rabbit hole.
I think you brought that up before on the pod during the last 5 years, but anyways.
But, no, I'm just saying, like, they have, you know, they have that, and they have TNA, and now they have CMLL, right?
Triple A.
God damn, I get them confused. They got Triple A, but that's all they're going to cover.
Yep.
You're not going to hear anything New Japan. Obviously, you're not going to hear anything AEW.
No.
You're not going to hear anything CMLL.
No indie promotions.
No, they used to cover a lot of MLW, right?
Yep.
They're not gonna talk about any of that now.
Nope.
They talk some GCW.
Mm-hmm.
They talk some Rev Pro.
Yeah.
They talk some New Japan.
Yep.
Stardom.
What?
Yep.
What?
What? I know. I think I went on this rant last week too, didn't I?
A little bit, but not like this. So it's all.
But,
They got front row tickets.
I saw that was my next bitch. I appreciate you bringing that up, Paul. Yeah, they sat front row. Tommy Dreamer, Dave LaGreca, and Bubba Ray. I'm not gonna call him Bully Ray because Bully Ray is his fucking. That's when he was good.
Yeah,
we're talking Bubba Ray Dudley. When he went I'm just saying. I guess after a week, Roman Reigns just speared the. Yeah. Anyway, going a week into it, listening to all the bullshit, it just makes it even worse.
Yep.
From when they announced it. So.
Yep. Yeah, I didn't tune in at all this week, and it's usually part of my work day every day, but not. Not this week.
Me too. I mean, I'd get my office, do all that stuff you have to do on a computer that's bullshit.
Yep.
Yeah, you got noise in the background.
Yep.
You make the bank run in the morning, whatever, and you got it. It sucks.
But you know, that makes use and a need for AEW audio content like our podcast. So Sickos, we appreciate you and let everybody know about you.
Hold on, you're missing one point. Tony Khan came out and said, I'm going to have my own AEW podcast network.
I know.
Hey, Tony Khan, I know we're a bunch of dumbasses over here, but
very true.
Like, come on, bring us in. Yeah. We're cheap.
We'd be very cheap.
We'll just take a little. Hey, we'll take. No, Maron, we'll take a little cash, but we're negotiable.
There you go.
Bring us in. Let Hey, there's a bunch of guys from Canada and shit that love to listen to us. So
sure. I mean,
like, bring us in. Let's go. I'm in.
It's true.
I'll do a podcast from 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. every Tuesday if it gets me on Tony Khan's podcast network.
Talk about one of those Canadians, Martin in the house, bada bing, bada boom, realest Canadian in the room. It says bunch of dumbasses, especially that Shep guy.
That's okay. You call me a dumbass all you want. I don't care. I enjoy professional wrestling, whether you don't like my views or not. I don't care. It's professional wrestling. We all get together and watch it, right? We all love it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I want your guys' views and opinions on how AEW's using Hangman Adam Page right now. Because we saw Hangman show up on Dynamite, have a segment with Ospreay at the start of the show with the Death Riders. I thought the opening Dynamite was fantastic. Later on in the show, he helped save Brody King and Bandido from the Demand, and now they're challenging the man for the Trios titles on Grand Slam coming up on Wednesday. I like Hangman going for the other titles. The first one being the Trios, I don't like it.
Well, did Hangman already held the Trios?
He did, with Kevin Knight and Speedball.
Yeah. Go ahead, Look, Paul. You got a lot to say. I can see it.
I just want to know. I'm obviously the bad, so which one of you is the good and which one of you is the ugly?
I'm the ugly.
Wow, at least Shep admitted it. Yeah. And I think Tanner's frozen right now, so, I mean, we could have just declared him the ugly. It's terrible. It's a terrible thing. Yeah, put him in the Continental Classic. Put him going for the national title, the TNT title, the TBS title. I don't care. He doesn't need the Trios title again.
I just don't.
Yes,
like,
I know mean, he can't challenge for the TBS title, but that, still, that's just my point.
Hopefully, by all in, he's in a different spot doing something else. Because,
yeah, challenging for the Trios titles again.
I don't like it.
you put him in a tough spot, and I know Majin just harped on me for banging on Tony Khan, right?
But well, because you do.
I do. I love Tony Khan. I hate Tony Khan. I love Tony Khan. I hate Tony Khan. He's a breath of fresh air overall. But you put Hangman in such a bad spot right now, knowing he can't be in the main title picture. I know we have a lot of other titles. We have a lot. We have a lot, but to start him right back into the Trios title, I don't agree with.
I'm glad I'm not the only one. We're on the same page.
I don't agree with. There's some other titles I'd love to. Hey, put him against Andrade in the national title. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, national title. Yeah.
God, Andrade Hangman. That's a banger of a match, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
Hangman Kyle Fletcher for the international.
Yeah.
Honestly, here's what I can see them doing at All In. He challenges Kevin Knight for the TNT because there's history there with their former partnership. I'd get more on board with that than him and the Trios.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
I like what Majin says here. If he's going for the Trios titles, team him up with Brian Keith and Double J and give me an outlaw team. Okay, that'd be fun.
I mean, there you go.
You trying to put a little gold on Double J before he's done?
Why not?
Ain't he great?
We all love us some Double J.
We do. Great intro for the pod. Shep, how about your boy Jay Lethal? Getting some Dynamite and Collision time this week.
He's got a new group.
Lethal Twist with the Demand.
Yeah. And I'm telling you right now, I know you guys are this that was a let's poke fun at Shepard there.
No, we were legit asking.
Say that was
if I was poking fun at you, I would have been like, oh, Shep, you know, freaking fell over in his chair from the reaction he had after seeing Jay Lethal on his TV on a Dynamite episode.
I mean, you know.
And then had to call for a cleanup on Isle Shep.
And we also got his boy Brian Cage in there too.
Really?
He's on TV every week.
And hey, Nick Wayne was on TV this week.
And
speaking of Nick Wayne, he's challenging Bandito for the ROH World title. Nick, he's going to do it.
I think Nick Wayne, and they made a point when they announced it, if he wins, he would be the youngest world champion of all time. Yeah, he will beat Low Key by a couple hundred days or whatever. But Low Key was 22 years old. Nick Wayne's obviously 21. Him and I have a couple old fashions everywhere. You know, every time we go out, you know, his mom's shopping for new purses. I take him out for an old fashioned. Life's good. But my stepson could be the youngest world champion of all time. At 21
years. Will be. And I thought he showed out Wednesday night. I thought it was a good showing for Nick Wayne.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, he's top good. Yeah, I'm going to take him out. We're going to go have a steak dinner. We're going to have a couple $100 bottle of wine. We're going to tell some lies. Hopefully, I find him somebody at the bar he can go home with. That way, I can take his mom back to the hotel room. We don't have to worry about it.
And then a ref's going to show up, and you're going to pin him for the title when he's too drunk to realize what's going on, and you're going to be the new ROH World Champion.
Now, I don't bang on ROH that bad, Paul. Come on.
I didn't say you did.
Oh, but that was a bad idea. That's a bad
I'm
idea.
Just saying it's an easy chance at getting a title for you since you can't.
Although, hey, we'll be in the 2300 arena for that match.
True.
I'm excited for that.
True. Might have to be an ROH tape that you watch.
No, I'll be there, guys. I will be there. I don't think you understand this. I'll be there.
That's true. I forgot.
Yeah.
My bad.
You're bad.
It's about time you support your stepson in person. Yeah. About time. But
yeah, we're driving the minivan out. It's okay.
There you go.
You going to do Trent's mom and bring him to the ring in the minivan?
I'm not going to do Trent's mom, no. Sorry.
Shep
and Sue.
You just said you're going to do Trent's mom.
Sue
no,
out of this.
I am not going to do Trent's mom. Damn it, Paul.
I meant bring him to the ring in the minivan.
No.
Even though I do love Sue for calling Plugo Plugo.
That is hilarious.
JPJ and Plugo.
You bearded guys.
You can't blow no budgets or so. I don't know.
You bearded guys.
Plugo.
Her trying to be a heel is just too funny.
Yeah.
Great cameo on their part.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of other podcasts, I do want to make this program note real quick. We are going to have some special guests join us next Sunday on the pod. It's two of my buddies from the Turnbuckle Tavern, Chad Sneed and Chad Smith, will be joining us. They're two diehard AEW fans. They think a lot like we do. It's going to be fun to chop it up and talk about AEW Grand Slam Mexico and everything else going around the AEW world.
So we're the Brad and Chads next week?
Sure.
Nobody else gets that joke beside me, sorry. Guys, you guys got to follow Barstool or the Brad and Chads, man. Come on.
You know?
Nothing. Nothing. That thing fell flat on its face. Okay. Go ahead, Paul. Yeah.
I was going to say, you know how many things I listen to that are anything like what we do?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Oh, these are good dudes. They do not like the Fed, as they call it. They are AEW through and through, and they're going to be fun to have on.
So. Yeah, I'm excited. Actually, I really am. We talked about it earlier. I'm excited to have you guys.
Yeah. I confirmed it Chads this morning. I'm like, hey, we're going to promote it tonight. You guys still good for next Sunday? He's like, yeah, we're in. So.
All right.
Majin's got jokes in the comments.
Majin said that felt flatter than his ex's chest.
Yeah, she had decent tits. Not great, but...
How do you know Majin's ex?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was talking about my ex. I thought he was talking about my ex. But my ex is... Oh, sorry.
Majin's ex, man. Majin's ex.
I thought he was talking about my ex. Yeah, they were okay. They weren't great.
We don't talk about your ex.
Paul and I know who she is. And...
Yeah, they were... They...
All right, don't talk about your ex, man.
Enough.
Hey, the Cubs win today?
No, Yankees beat them.
Oh, fuck the Yankees.
Won the series 2-1.
Hey, how about Struble? How did Struble end up the fucking Dodgers?
I hate baseball. It's stupid.
Okay.
Me
that's
too.
That's another rabbit hole.
They need a salary cap or the sports in trouble. So
yeah.
Might not have a season next year.
How much is Struble gonna be worth next year?
A lot.
I'm not into real estate, but it's a lot.
It's a lot. I don't know about
way more than the number of human monies that Danhausen won tonight.
Oh my god.
Did Danhausen win tonight?
Yeah.
He pinned him clean?
No, all he had to do was grab the human money's on a pole.
I didn't watch it, guys. Sorry.
Neither did I.
I saw it on social media.
Danhausen got the human monies before.
And he gave it to Nick Khan. He went over and gave it to Nick Khan in the crowd.
That is awesome. That I like. That I like.
What? Give your boss money so you can keep your job?
Duh. If he would have involved Tony Khan in any of his skits in AEW, he'd still be there.
Enjoying the show? All part of the show, man.
I mean, let's be real.
Do you guys think he looks like a peach? Now that his hair's growing out.
He looks like a what?
Peach.
A peach?
He looks like a peach. Did you know, guys? He has like fuzz on top of it, like some peaches. He looks like a peach.
Did you see where he roasted the cosplayer that dresses as him?
Who are you talking about?
Paul Levesque.
H.
You think Paul Levesque looks like a fucking peach?
Yes, with his hair right now, I do. He's growing his hair out, Shep.
I haven't seen that. He looks like a peach. Sorry, that's on me. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen him this week.
Look it up. Holy tell me I'm wrong.
I have
Tanner, I know you're on socials more than he is. Did you see the clip of H roasting the guy that cosplays as H?
I did not.
It was from like the last pay-per-view or something. There was a guy in attendance and he always goes to different events and he cosplays as Triple H. And Triple H saw him and he just had fun with it. And he commented then, oh, well, you know, my hair at least is growing back, unlike yours.
Jesus, that guy.
It was DXH, and that was my favorite version. Mm-hmm. All right.
It's fair. I've never had a version of him I really liked because he was a heel pretty much my whole.
And I root for the heels.
Yeah.
Except Mercedes Moné.
Which you should.
You should.
Willow.
Oh, you started.
What'd you guys think of that back and forth? Because I liked it. A lot of people on the internet shit on it.
Yeah. A lot of people on the internet shit on it because they're spoiled.
I don't know what the hell you do with Tekla now.
No.
Maybe but pair her up against somebody at Stardom.
When you put the world champion, which Will is our world champion, and you compare her to I'm taking down the barriers. I don't give a shit. You look at like what MGF did on the mic, Kenny Omega does on the mic, Jericho did on the mic. Like you're world champion, so you're expected what Tony Storm did on the mic. You're expected to carry this segment. You're the champion. And she didn't. She didn't. I'm sorry. She didn't.
I said it before the show how they were going to make Willow's accomplishment about Mercedes, and sure enough, she came out and it became about her shortly after.
Yeah.
And, okay, correct me if I'm wrong here.
You're wrong. Sorry.
Go ahead and play it, Tanner, before I even speak.
I couldn't get to it quick enough. And Paul is
wrong again. And Paul is wrong again. Hey, I mean, if Paul is wrong again. I'm trying to be a good. Main event champ. Champ. Wrong again,
y'all. Anyway.
God, we're a bunch of degenerates.
Is Mercedes the first person who had a physical contract that had to be signed coming in out of the Owen Hart tournament?
I have no answer to that. I don't remember.
Because I swear Ospreay didn't have Omega sign anything.
No.
Because they would have had to have done it on Dynamite after, you know, the final pay-per-view heading into it. The hell did it come from? And why?
You know what, the Owen? I love the Owen. But I think they need to do it later than Double or Nothing. They need to do it from now on, like a month out of All In, like at Redemption. Because it's too long to build between the winners and the there's too many pay-per-views in between.
And yeah, now that you have Redemption here, okay, you kind of know who's going to win what for the most part, unless you're Paul and, you know, think the logical solution here is Tekla, because we've already started building this story for those two. But I digress.
I almost agree with Tanner. Like, I think if you're going to have this Owen Hart, like, you should go right into Wembley, right? Is what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. The pay-per-view before is your Owen Cup final. Then boom. Then you got your winners. Then bang, the next month.
Then you got 4 weeks to build.
Exactly. You don't have 3 months or whatever. And most time, like Willow is now a champ instead of Tekla. So you can't, you know what I'm trying to say.
No, I get it. I think you and I are on the same page.
Yeah. Maj is not a fan of Divine Dominion being with Mercedes. I think it gives them something interesting to do before they go against the Birds, because they've had nothing to do.
What the hell was that, Paul?
He's trying to sound like that kid on the internet that does all the bird calls.
Yeah, sure. Whatever kid that is.
Oh, it's this. I don't know how old the kid is. He's amazing. He can do any bird call in the world.
Oh, okay.
Barstool promotes him all the time.
But I heard that bird is the word.
Okay, Peter.
You guys watch way too much fucking YouTube.
Yeah.
That was around way before Peter here. Come on, Tanner. I know you're the young man of the group, but Peter Griffin. Jesus, bird is man. The word.
That's where I first heard it, so.
It's a song that came out in like the 50s or 60s.
Oh, the bird is the word? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think that fit with what you were saying, Paul. I know the song you're talking about, Paul, but it didn't fit.
But I said bird is the word, and he called me Peter, referencing Peter Griffin, who did Smart, it on Paul's Family
picking
Guy.
Up what I'm putting down.
It's from the song, Tanner.
I bet you Maj is talking about Family Guy as well.
God. Majin would. Majin wasn't around back then. Yeah, no. I'm not old. I'm old. Let's be honest.
I did not see this rabbit hole coming tonight, but I'm here for it. But overall, I thought this Dynamite was one of their best post-pay-per-view Dynamites they've ever had. I thought it was really good.
It was a good Dynamite. I saw bits and pieces. I was on a golf trip. Shocker.
Oh,
great. We're going to get copyright strike now. Thanks. Thanks, no, Paul.
Thanks.
Wow. Nope. No way Tony Khan's going to pick us up now for the AEW podcast.
You're as bad as that Rougeau guy however you say his last
dude,
name. That.
Did he not go rogue on them or what?
What an idiot. Used AI, used music and video clips they didn't have rights to, and then he got pissed they didn't use it. What an idiot.
He's Stupid Canadian. Mountie. He's Stupid Canadian. Mountie. He's Canadian.
Stupid Mountie.
I mean, to be honest, he's Canadian. Sorry, that's mean.
Yeah, Marjorie, we touched on that before you joined. You'll have to go back and listen to
that. All right. I do have one thing I want to say about Dynamite. Why the fuck did Moxley roll into the ring to take a spot that he was so clearly, obviously, rolling in for?
Not
that shit was so stupid. It looked terrible. It's what fuels the IWC to go, AEW sucks.
It's only the Fed heads say that.
And, yeah, well, you know, they suck. So, each other.
You know, going back to Mox's match, nobody walks the ropes better than Commander. That dude's unbelievable.
Oh, absolutely.
My God.
And Mox is phenomenal in the ring. That's why it frustrates me so bad that he blatantly was leaning up against the barricade outside.
Yeah.
And then purposely looks, sees where he's at, rolls in the ring, scoots into position, all while the camera's right on him.
Speaking of Mox, what do you guys think about this Continental Cup they're doing with the finals happening at All In? So for me, I'm like, okay, I can dig it. The winner gets this trophy. Like, but we also get the C2 in the winter. I wish the Continental title was just a prize that the winner of this tournament gets and not a actual title.
But are we going to eliminate the C2 now? Cause we're doing it now.
Tony said no.
God.
Nope. We're going to have two tournaments alike per year.
So in the first one, you get a fancy trophy and the title. In the second one, you get the title.
Which I think in the C2, they should get the, I think it should be a number one contender title shot for the world title. But that's just me.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that the tournament will be good. I mean, 16 people, single elimination, they'll be fine. But I'm like, I don't know.
Hold on. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to throw something out there that's just so far-fetched, you guys can't even wrap your head around.
Right. Go.
Why don't you combine this with the G1? Mesh it together. Have half the G1
and hold it
on
in the Tokyo Dome.
That's a good point, Paul. Have half the G1 in America on Collision and Dynamite. Have half of it overseas on their streaming network. Like, mesh it together and make it one just some badass tournament.
Okay. All right. I agree, Shep. It could be a really badass tournament, and I like that idea. But I'm also thinking like Tony Khan.
Is the C2 gonna... How much cocaine have you had today?
A lot.
I'm sorry, all right, if Tony Khan wants, like, I'm joking, Tony.
We're never getting hired.
You have a lot of caffeine. I know, Tony Khan, you drink a lot of coffee. It's fine. I still love you, buddy. All right, go ahead.
I'm not afraid for my life. Don't worry. Shep does not scare me.
I don't want to scare anybody. I love everybody.
Anyway,
where's Darby Allin fan of potato chips 1-1-2-2 in any of them?
Anyway, so the C2, we're still getting that.
Yeah.
Is he going to freaking combine the belts again at the C2?
No, he loves belts. He's going to add more.
Don't say that.
We're going to get the cruiserweight tag team titles.
No. Here's what's going to happen. It's going to stay the C2 because we know that's for the Continental Classic.
Yeah.
But he's gonna give you the winner gets the unified, undisputed international, continental, national championship, and we get a whole new belt. All three champions will be in there.
I just want to mesh some belts together, please. There's too many belts in pro wrestling.
He will.
In all pro wrestling, there's too many. He will, Paul. Then he'll go back and he'll put them, he'll separate them, and then we'll have two more titles. We're going to have 18 titles.
Exactly.
You get a title. You get a title. You get a title. You get a title.
Everybody. All right, Cody. Cody, calm down.
Participation trophies.
Woo. That's what ESPN gives.
Tanner, quit drinking Mountain Dew.
I haven't had any today. I'm actually drinking a zero sugar pop. That's the problem there, you know? That's,
yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah. Now, Paul, on the other
hand. What the hell was that?
It's Grogu with a Mountain Dew. It's early. I'm grumpy. I want Mountain Dew.
I want Mountain Dew.
Oh, is that? Oh, okay. That's a
Tumblr. Star Wars.
Tumblr. There you go. That's a word.
Yes.
So yeah, you have Mountain Dew in that.
Yes.
I'm just asking. So you're double Mountain Dew.
The bottle's empty.
You have a Mountain Dew, and then you have a Mountain Dew tumbler.
That's why he's Mountain Dew Paul.
Yeah.
Oh, I know he's Mountain. Hey, why are you not wearing the Mountain Dew Paul shirt?
I haven't ordered it yet. That's this week.
Oh, okay.
And I was trying to be nice and give Tanner time to come up with a new shirt design if he was going to. He's not, so I'm ordering it out in Nepal.
I forgot, to be honest.
No.
Yeah, it's been a busy week. Busy last week.
Yeah, well, you know. How you know?
How you know?
How you know?
How you know?
But Paul did get something done this week. And for anybody that follows Kicking Out Podcast on social media, if not, you should at Kicking Out Pod. But if not, I'm going to play for you right now.
Here we go.
Yes, since Shep didn't help me out.
All right, so per our last bet on predictions, I have to do the AOS Ice Bucket Challenge. And for this, I nominate Main Event Wrestling Network's very own Kyle, Between Two Beards, Pluggo, and JPJ. And I also nominate KOP's very own Tanner Lee. All right, here we go.
Hey, you know what? I love that you nominated two jackalopes over in the beards over me. I love it.
Well... Well, I was waiting for my front loader full of ice and water, but that never happened.
I was going to give you a front loader of ice and water.
You!
Do I have a... You think I have a tractor?
No, but yeah, you said, hey, Max, I know a guy. You're
forgetting what he says week to week to week on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, I know a guy. We can get a tractor. Hell, we can get
it's already done. Now.
We'll
I literally waited for almost a whole week to do this damn thing.
Yeah, we get a tractor.
I'll get mine done this week. That's all I'm gonna say.
Can we have Steph like dump the water on you, and then on the side we just see the bucket like throw in and hit you upside the head?
She'd probably be game for that. Yeah.
Well. Can I talk to her about it?
Sure.
And Shep runs in and hits him with the title as he, you know, slips and falls on the ice.
Well, hey, not to be a dick, but I don't have the title. He does.
I know. You go, you steal it from him.
Oh. I mean,
and then you hit him with it.
God. I mean, Shep better be nice the rest of the pod. That's all I'm saying. I do have nominations to make. So.
Uh-oh.
I've been very nice today. I've been very nice.
For you, yes.
And I show up every week.
You do show up quite a bit.
And to be fair, the this original...
Two weeks in a row, Paul. 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Two.
All right. And to be fair, Shep, the original bet was the losing two had to do it.
We predicted the same amount of matches together.
There it is, Tanner. But he got more points than you.
We had 7 out of 10. It doesn't matter. We tied.
Champions advantage. I told you, Paul. I told you he was going to breed that up tonight. Even though I'm being points. Oh, but I got 7 matches right just like he did.
Tony Khan.
I love Tony Khan. We tied.
Oh, good God. I know we're keeping the pod a little shorter tonight, but what did you guys think of Kenny and Ospreay's promo to end the show? And what do you think of the matches so far we have built on the card officially for All In?
Go ahead, Paul. I'll let you go first.
I thought it was a phenomenal back-and-forth promo. As somebody who's never watched soccer a day in my life.
Good for you.
Ospreay did kind of lose me there at the end because he's talking terms and I'm like, huh? I know what a penalty kick is, but I'm like, dude, I don't know what you're saying to me.
I love Will, but sometimes when he gets so passionate, I can't understand what he says.
Oh, I can understand him. It was the terms he was using that lost me. Yeah, Shep, read what Majin just said to you. Kenny was phenomenal. He's that perfect back and forth. You don't quite know yet if he's going heel, if he's staying face, if he's going to play the fence as a tweener. You don't know if Ospreay's doing it.
How do you know?
Exactly. You don't. Tony Khan does, but we don't.
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic overall.
It was absolutely fantastic. This was the perfect promo for these two. These two could not touch again until Wembley, and I'm okay with that.
Yep.
I don't think they will touch till Wembley.
Well, okay, or even promo each other. Like, no, don't even put them in the same ring, and I'm fine.
Yeah, I think we get one or two more. But they did a great job. I think Ospreay on the mic is top notch, and Kenny just, you know, puts the exclamation point on top of it.
Yeah,
not saying he's not good. I love Kenny. I'm just trying to mesh the two together. They did a great job. Great ending to the show. You know, I think this match in Wembley, Tanner, does it go short of 60 minutes?
Yeah, I don't think it's an hour, but it's going to get plenty of time.
You don't think it'll go 60 minutes? I think it goes 60 minutes.
Okay. I will say.
Thanks for asking me, Shep.
Well,
if I am the champ.
If
AEW plays their cards right, they could get us on the fence going into Wembley thinking, I don't know who's going to win this match.
I think they're pretty much there right now, at least for some fans. Now,
the
smart marks have probably already figured it out, but
that's their job.
I'm not one of them.
That's their job. Their job going into Wembley, yes, it's Ospreay's hometown. Kenny Omega's a goat. It's their job to make you think, hey, it's his hometown. He's the goat, going back and forth. Like, we don't know who's going to win. That's their job to do that. I will take a bet with you two. We can do merch. We can do whatever. I think it goes 60 minutes.
You're on. We'll do an AEW t-shirt.
All right, we'll do an AEW t-shirt.
I'm for it. I just never mind.
Majin, they have Revolution 2022, I believe it was. Danielson MJF was an Iron Man in the main event, 60 minutes.
Yeah.
Sparklers.
Not that. God damn it, Paul. Not that pay-per-view. That was the year before that.
I know.
God, you get me fired up with that.
Look, you brought up the internet forgets that that match exists. Oh, no, they don't. I have to remind them.
They don't.
You can't call Redemption the worst pay-per-view in AEW history when that exists.
I'm just saying. That is All Out 2020 stuff.
Or Matt Hardy being dead in the middle of a match.
Exactly.
Chef, what do you think is the worst pay-per-view of all time for AEW? I want to hear this.
Oh, geez.
Or match on a pay-per-view card.
I mean, Matt Hardy did freeze in a freezer, but...
World's End 2023, Westergen says, makes a difference being the worst. That was a bad one, too. For a non-pandemic one, that was.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of the last one we had. Do I think it's the worst? Yeah.
Other than Redemption.
Other than Redemption? Oh, Jesus, Paul.
He can't remember last week, so.
All right, we'll let Shep have Redemption.
Get back to us next week, Shep, with your research.
I'll look it up. Yeah. I'll look it up.
Yeah. You know, a guy on this podcast did a few months ago go back and rank all the AEW pay-per-views to that date from worst to best in his opinion. So you could watch that and see if you agree or disagree.
Do I have to watch you that long?
No, just watch the very beginning and see what I rate the worst.
All right. Fair enough. He called me an asshole, Paul.
Look, I don't care what pay-per-view overall is the worst. The worst match, yes, Matt Hardy. That was a terrible segment. But overall, the pay-per-view wasn't that terrible. That segment just took it out for everybody. The worst match in AEW history, sparklers.
No, I disagree because the sparklers happened after the match.
The match itself was fine.
Or it happened not really after the match, I guess.
It was the end of the match, man. Seriously, the clock hit zero. We've had
like goddamn Satnam Singh wrestle and like...
You're talking the barbed wire death match that
yes, Moxley and Omega,
yeah,
on Revolution. Eddie Kingston came down to save
on top of him to save
Kingston. Kingston made the save, and then we hired the pyrotechnics from Caltech Fullerton to come set those off.
Yes.
Yeah. That was bad. Yeah. That was bad. That might be the worst match in AEW history.
The follow-up was funny. I agree. When they blamed it on TNA.
Yeah.
And the 69 done too. Yeah. That was Kenny at Kenny's heel. Big time heel. So... fellas, I don't really have anything else. So,
hey, we're gonna have a great dynamite this week.
We're gonna have a great dynamite. Collision will be good.
Yeah,
and we're gonna have a fun pod with Chad Sneed and Chad Smith from the Turnbuckle Tavern. It's gonna be awesome.
The double Chads. Let's go.
And Paul, I'll let you wrap it up.
All right, wrap up. No, I'm kidding. Oh, be sure to check out the Kicking Out Podcast on all social media at Kicking Out Pod. Leave us a like, leave us a comment, subscribe to everything we do, follow us wherever you listen to your podcast because we are that 5-star KOP. And be sure to check out the Main Event Wrestling Network because KOP is a part of the Main Event Wrestling Network. Bunch of great guys talking all sorts of wrestling.
A lot of them are at the SummerSlam.
Yes. We're not because we're here where we belong. But you can go follow the Main Event Wrestling Network and all the guys on there. Get in on the Discord chat. Enjoy some good conversations with some great guys. Be sure to check out kickingoutshop.com. It's your place to go for some great merchandise. Support a great podcast. Look fantastic doing so. And you can also check us out on Pro Wrestling Tees and get a vintage t-shirt like the one I'm wearing tonight because I felt like being old school for a change. And be sure to follow all three of us on social media. You can follow Shep at TheShep27. Follow Tanner at TannerLee92. And you can follow myself at PaulZartman87. And with that, for Austin Shepherd and Tanner Lee, I'm Paul Zartman. Join us again next week as we kick out yet another podcast.
This is where I say goodbye and good night.